Hello everyone, welcome to the Skeptical Hippo Podcast. My name is Frankie Caputo. My goal for this podcast is to create something that other young men such as myself would want to listen to. In this podcast, we discuss topics that would improve one's mental and physical health, such as meditation, discipline, and exercise. With that being said, welcome to episode 5. I hope you guys enjoy.
Skeptical Hippo, bum 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 bum, or bum 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 bum, Skeptical Hippo.
Let's just use both. Fuck it.
Simple. Since we have, now that we have a small following of 25 people, right. Congratulations, right. Guys.
At one point that was about 27, but it's okay. I forgive you guys for unfollowing. I understand.
Dab. It's a quick dab. We'll never forget you.
Also, the podcast is now not only on YouTube, it is on Anchor, it is on iTunes, not on iTunes, it's on Apple Music, it's on Spotify, and yeah, so it's on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, so there we go, more outlets for people to hear us speak about stupid crap.
And I suppose that we can also say that we're now that we have a much better format, we are at soon enough we're going to start being streaming instead of just having a Skeptical Hippo logo.
Well, soon enough we're going to have a camera recording us. Right now, for anybody listening, George is at his house and I'm at my house. We have an issue with the microphones, which is not allowing us to record in the same location, but we're going to fix that soon. So if George sounds a little laggy or if I sound a little laggy, that's why.
Yeah, right. When we fix these issues, we're also going to add we'll start working on the face cams and other things, anything, screen screen, everything else.
Yeah, all that fun stuff. So anyway, I wanted this episode to be mainly just a fitness episode. George and I had the idea to do at least one fitness episode a week. Because we just recently made a UFIT membership and we both started going to the same gym and we've been going there 5 days a week and we're gonna try to make some progress on our physiques. We've been taking before pictures. So after every workout, we've taken a picture of the front of our body and the back of our body, and we plan on putting those pictures in the podcast so you guys can follow us on our journey to a better physique. And if you guys want to join us, and you can make a gym membership too, and you know, we can make a little competition out of it, like a friendly competition, and see, you know, who can get a better physique, or just motivate each other to do better physically.
With that, I'll probably insult you, probably make you want to work out even harder if I say I can bench more than you. You know, you have to prove it to me, send a video.
You should be able to bench more than me.
We'll put that on the podcast. As much as, not you yourself, but anybody who joins this.
Some other person that's watching.
Anyone who joins this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll bully you. I'll bully them.
Also, we have a Reddit.
Make them feel bad so they get stronger.
We also have a Reddit, so.
So as much as this is
I made a Reddit account for the podcast, and we're going to start posting on there so we can start making a community. So we're starting off with that as well.
Audience, because as much as this is a podcast about we'll talk about anything, Reddit community, anything that we find interesting, articles, news. Recently we talked about the last episodes, we talked about incels and MGTOW, anything that we see that is interesting that we do our research on, we're going to discuss. Just as much as we do that, this is also about self-help and how we want other people to join us in this journey. It could be anything,
right?
Here into NoFap,
the main goal,
go ahead, we're here for you.
The main goal of this podcast for me was to create something that I would enjoy listening to and create something that would help me motivate myself. So that's my goal. I want to help motivate other people as well as motivate ourselves, because, you know, like Lord knows I'm not the most motivated person and I'm not the most disciplined person, but I'm working on it. And, you know, hopefully one day we'll all be as disciplined as we want to be, and that will help us dramatically in our lives, and it'll allow us to accomplish the things that we want to accomplish. So basically
what
this episode...
create discipline?
Well, good ways to create discipline. you need to do things that aren't easy. Like,
we'll get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah, you need to start being comfortable being uncomfortable, basically. And that's really difficult for me. Like, just waking up in the morning is super hard, and it's harder than it should be. We're working out every day, or doing cardio every day, all that stuff.
Oh, man. Oh, Lord. You in the morning? That's too much running, since we run at the gym as well.
No, I didn't say we have to run in the morning. Too much running. I'm just saying, waking up in the morning every day at the same time, basically a routine would be a really good way to implement discipline in someone's life. Doing the same thing every morning and doing the same thing every night, getting someone accustomed to doing something and not just living in chaos and doing something different every morning, waking up at a different time, eating food at a different time, working out at a different time. It would be much more simple on someone to just have a daily routine, and that would help build discipline a lot, from my experience.
Yes, I see that. We're going to go very often to the gym, but as much as we go out into the gym to build muscles, strength, endurance, and stamina, we also need to go to the mental gym. We also need to train ourselves to become stronger mentally, to be able to focus on things and to be able to, let's say, take bad news, for example, easier, for you to be able to solve a problem quicker, critical thinking.
Right.
As much as we want to develop not only physical attributes, so if you join us on this journey, we go on this journey, I don't know, maybe you want to bulk, maybe you want to shred, anything. As much as we go into the physical side, we as well want you to grow emotionally and mentally, to prepare yourself for anything the world has to throw at you, even if you have no idea what the world will throw at you.
Exactly.
Just so you don't get knocked down so viciously.
Yeah, so that's basically the goal with the podcast. I want you guys to be here with us. If we're struggling with something, or if you guys are struggling with something, like, we can discuss that with each other. And I want it to be just an open community in which we can discuss ways to make each other better people and motivate each other. And yeah, so this episode, I wanted to just be a fitness episode / physical episode. George and I were going to create a gym schedule in this episode, and we are also going to create, you know, like, days of the week in which we're going to train a certain part of our body. Like, for example, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, chest, you know, something like that. So we're going to test these things, and every week we are going to talk about our progress and show pictures of our progress, and hopefully that would motivate anybody else listening to this to do the same thing and share your progress with us.
Yeah, for anyone listening to this, hopefully they are listening to this. It would be at the core, if we can create a group, a community, you know, we can have, you know, a name for ourselves or something along the lines. As much as I like to say, self-help isn't free. You can't buy it, because no one's going to help you if you can't help yourself. But it's not free either. It's not, you just do something and something happens. As the sequence goes, cause and effect. And it's better to have someone near you, someone to account on, to help you through anything.
When it's you difficult say it's not to
work
free.
Out and gain a great physique.
When you say it's not free, I'm assuming you mean, like, obviously you can't spend money, and that's, like, money isn't going to improve someone's, you can't spend money to improve yourself. But when you say it's not free, I'm assuming you mean it's going to take time, and it's not going to be easy, and there's going to be a lot of things that you're going to have to do that you're uncomfortable doing, but you're going to have to get comfortable being uncomfortable and being in those uncomfortable situations.
Yeah. Almost nothing in the world is free except breathing. Breathing's free. But gaining a great physique is not free. You might have to buy weights, or you might have to get a gym membership. You might have to create a diet plan, which is strict, so you have to spend money on that on that schedule, on that diet plan as well. There are so many things you need. You need to be willing to invest into this. If you want to be stronger emotionally, then you have to invest into it. If you want to get stronger physically, you must invest. You have to invest time and effort, or else you're not going to get there. And so on and so forth. Then I could say it would just be a waste of time to continue with that, but that is the concept at its core.
I don't know if it's like this for you, but for me, it feels so different recording the podcast, not being in the same room with you. Like, it feels more difficult, I think. I don't know why. Is it like that for you?
Well, I mean, since I always talk to you on whatever, Xbox, playing Fortnite, just feels pretty simplistic. Feels the same.
Yeah, but when you're playing Xbox, you're focusing on something. Like, you're focusing on playing a game. Right now, I just have a mic in front of me. And it's weird.
Yeah, I gotta focus on talking to a mic. You on Fortnite.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm just looking at, like, you know, I'm looking at the Discord. I see my face and I see your face. It just looks pretty. Well, I don't see your face. I see your little bubble. But if I saw your face, it would just kind of look normal. It'd be like I'm just talking to you no matter what. And if talking in the Discord chat, let's say, for example, since, who knows, Elijah Long may not come to Florida. He comes here every once in a while. But if he wants to have a conversation with us, he can do it on Discord. He can do it on Skype. And we have to be able to willing just to casually talk to him through it as if nothing happened.
Yeah, like it's something we need to get good at. Speaking to each other without being in the same room. Speaking of Elijah Long, he's going to be on here in probably in a couple weeks. I was talking to him a couple days ago. I don't even think I told you. He's going to be here in a couple weeks. He's not going to be here. He's going to be on the podcast in a couple weeks. I'm also recording another podcast with someone that I met on Instagram, another entrepreneur on Instagram. That's going to be recorded on Sunday. Most likely posted on Monday, so make sure to keep up with that. All right, so let's get into the physical stuff, into the weightlifting and stuff. So George and I have been going to this gym, to UFIT, for about a week now. We need a routine because we don't want our gym life to be chaos. We want to be organized. So what are you thinking? Do you want to do cardio every day or do you want to do cardio every other day? What are you thinking?
Cardio every day because I have Saturday, Sunday free because that's when we're not going to the gym. Mm-hmm. So if I really wanted to do cardio, then I could just run a mile around my neighborhood or I could just go to the pool and do some laps there. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to worry about weightlifting. It's just it's better to do cardio after weightlifting from what I see and from what I've read. And I want to see if that is true and if I can go from textbook to reality, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So cardio every day. So first of all, we are going to be lifting every day. There's going to be weights involved every day. And then every day after that, we're going to be doing cardio. 1 mile, I think. That's what we've been doing. We've been doing 1 mile of running. I don't know. Do you think we should add on to that? Do you think maybe on Friday we should do 3 miles just because it's Friday and we're not going to be lifting for the next 2 days? That's an idea that I had.
I'm more focused on decreasing my mile time. So instead of it being 8 minutes, I can decrease it to 7:30. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to do at the moment.
All right, good. So one mile of cardio. 1 mile of running every day to try to beat the new PR would be a good idea. And I recommend other people doing that too. It just gives you something to shoot for and something to work harder each day to do. So, yeah, so 1 mile on the treadmill or wherever you guys are every day. After
you don't even need a treadmill. You could just run.
Right.
And if you don't have a gym membership, you could do calisthenics at your local park. And if you don't have a local park, then you can definitely just focus on push-ups, dips, anything in your house.
You certainly do not need a gym membership to work out or to get into good shape. So don't let that get into your way if you can't afford a gym membership or if you just don't have a gym membership. I got myself into really good shape without having a gym membership. I have 2 dumbbells. That my uncle bought for me, or my cousin bought for me. They're $20 each. That's $40 that you have to invest. 2 dumbbells. Everything else you can do. You don't need a bench press. You don't need a squat rack. You just need your body. You can do calisthenics. And you need dumbbells, and that's it. And you don't even need dumbbells, but it's really convenient to have the dumbbells. You can do a lot more with that.
Yeah. As much as you're working out, the diet is definitely the most important aspect, especially if you're trying to bulk. So you need to eat, I don't know, depends especially on your body type, and even then.
Especially if you're trying to shred. Yeah.
Yeah, I have to starve if I want to shred. I had to actually starve myself. Start dying. But it's
not easy.
I kind of, if we could add images to the podcast when we start doing that, I'm going to put little memes in there. Because whenever I do, like, I'm starving, I'll have, like, some weird ass, I already have a bunch of thoughts of, like, what I would put there.
What I'm thinking is, no one's going to watch, no one's just going to look at the screen for the whole podcast. So I'm going to make little clips, like 5 to 10 minute clips, and then we can just insert little images in there, like little memes and stuff. And
definitely do have to stream. Watchable.
We're going to start streaming soon.
Have to stream something.
Right.
We have to stream. I don't know, like something in the background.
Let's focus on the working out. So it's good to give each body part 48 hours after working it out for recovery. You don't want to work out when it's already stressed. You want it to be like 48 hours is basically the perfect amount of time. So for some reason, everybody does chest and triceps on Monday. So I don't see why not. Let's just do chest and triceps on Monday. Yeah.
When we do more research on the muscles and the way muscles build and everything, we can start using actual scientific words instead of just, you know, kind of stuttering, going, and oh, yeah,
that right muscle now, it's right just there. Bro science. It's just bro science right now.
Yeah. bro science right now is I'm going to eat a lot and I'm going to. That's it. That's all you got to know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, if anybody is listening to this and like what we're saying is bullshit, then just tell us and then. Like, we're all trying to help each other here. So if you guys have any better ideas to do what we're doing, or if you guys have more experience than we do, then we would love to hear what you guys have to say. All right, cool.
You don't like the way we're doing? Like the video. Dislike. Comment. Make sure you post it on your Reddit.
Don't forget to leave a dislike.
Just do what you need to do.
All right. All right, so Monday, chest and triceps. Tuesday, back and biceps is what I have written down. How does that sound?
Such are killing me right now. Go ahead.
Hell yeah. All right, so Monday, chest and triceps. Tuesday, we're going to have back and biceps. Wednesday, we are going to have legs and shoulders. And leg day sucks, but...
You're writing this all down at the moment?
It's written down already. I wrote it down right before we started. I already had it in my head. I just never really wrote it down. So Wednesday, we were going to do legs and shoulders. Thursday is going to be back to chest and triceps. Because at that point, it's been 48 hours since we've last worked it out. So we can do chest and triceps on Thursday. And when it's Friday, we're going to do back and biceps again. And then rest days.
You're eating after your workouts, aren't you?
I haven't been doing anything like consistently. So I haven't been, some days I eat after my workouts and some days I don't. The issue with eating after my workouts is we've been working out pretty late in the day and I've been trying to do intermittent fasting. So it kind of fucks with the fasting if I'm eating later after the workout, especially if we're working out at 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. Right. So we have the routine. The schedule for Monday through Friday, and for Saturday and Sunday, we're still going to do the cardio. We're still going to run 1 mile of cardio. Just no weightlifting for those days. We're going to give our body some time to repair, and then back to the same cycle from Monday to Friday. How does that sound?
You know, something I think that it's very important if you plan on committing to this is that you should probably get a buddy, a friend, or someone to work out with or join this journey with you.
That's our job.
I see it when you feel like you go, yeah. That's our job is to be there for you, but physically someone else be there for you as well. You know, have that spotter at the bench. True. So when you're doing your supersets, you switch between each other. But I know when I work out alone, it does feel kind of, not only is it boring, but it does feel, I always feel like I should have someone there, not only to help me out,
but to push but you.
To encourage me.
Yeah.
To push, yeah. To push.
Exactly.
It feels a lot nicer. I feel like that's just a human trait that you need to be in that group. And, you know, when you're running after an animal, you're setting up traps, you're doing anything, you know, anything in the community, in the tribe or whatever, that you just need someone there to help.
Yeah, help
someone. And if you don't have that at the moment, that's who we are.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. Like, yeah. That's what I want this to be. I want you guys to join us on our journey to improving our lives. And hopefully that will help you guys improve yourselves too.
So, you know, we're real people. This obviously isn't we're not bots.
That's hopefully. What we want you to think.
At least. I attend a stream now. They know.
Yeah, stream over.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, you're not, if you're living in California and we're all the way over here, then what, if we're not there physically with you running or physically with you there, you obviously could come here and always ask us and talk to us, but you should also get a buddy physically. So you and the buddy could come here, discuss what you've noticed, discuss your gains, the things that work for you, anything.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody has any questions,
obviously you can even teach us.
If anybody has any questions or if they want to yell at us for whatever reason, we have an Instagram. It's Skeptical Hippo Media. That's the Instagram. We have a Reddit. The Reddit is Skeptical Hippo Media. It's all the same. And obviously plug. We have the YouTube. Yeah, plug. Yeah.
Plug. We also have merchandise. We're going to be selling shirts rather right. In the near future.
We're going to have shirts. 30 medium shirts, 10 small shirts, 10 large shirts, and we're going to have 15 hoodies, 15 medium hoodies. So we're going to see how those sell.
We sell rather okay, but at the moment with our 25 subscribers, we'll have too much inventory even just for them.
One thing I was thinking is every time I have a guest on, I can hand them something, like hand them just... You know, something to put on the car or something to put on the keychain. Not necessarily a shirt because I can't afford that shit yet. That's too many shirts. But, you know, we'll see.
A bumper sticker. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, you know, something silly like that.
Like that. It has like the little, the hippo's eyes are behind the car on the bumper sticker. You're going to, the guy behind you is looking at the eyes and he crashes his car. And no. Then we get sued.
No.
It's already going to happen. It's going to happen. I called it.
That's terrible. Shut up. All right.
It's too late.
What else do we need to add for this specific episode? We are going to record again very soon. We have a whole list of topics topics that relate to incels and MGTOW. We've spoken about that shit before. But we're going to go back to that. We're going to go much more into detail because since then, I've personally done a lot more research into that. When we recorded that episode, I didn't know much about it. But we're going to talk about red pill, blue pill, black pill, purple pill, all the differences and how they relate to each other. And that's going to be very soon, too.
We're going to talk about whatever, you know, one pill, red pill, blue pill, whatever. And now that we have more of a structure... Since we have the format, we're not using it at the current moment, but we're a bit more structured than we currently were in the past. But once we're doing the actual full episodes, and we use the when we use that format that we have already that we've created on the episodes, for example, probably the next episode we do will most likely be on purple pill or black pill. Since we had a comment about the black pill, and yeah, we're very intrigued about that. I did a lot more research on it. We could also discuss the different type of incels. The difference between MGTOW and incel more in depth compared to just me speaking randomly. We will have things in front of us.
Oh, we're gonna go in depth
instead of just yeah. We're gonna go in depth. We'll have our bullet points, things to discuss instead of just me ranting. And then Frankie trying to say his things, us discussing things, but just
us interrupting it's not out each of our other. Ass. Like I just did right there. So as we record the podcast, I am writing down little notes for myself. And one thing that I just wrote down is I feel like throughout the podcast, we have been talking probably a little too much about what our future plans are. I don't know if you agree with that. For a good bit of this episode, we were just talking about what our future plans are. Yeah, so that's just a note that I wrote down. Good.
But I think we've discussed everything we need to discuss, unless there's just something you want to add, something you want the people to know.
No, I think that's about it. This is going to be a short episode. I don't know how far. We're about 25 minutes through. It's going to be a pretty short episode. And we are going to do this once a week fitness series. So
we'll have timestamps in the description.
There's always going to be timestamps. I don't know if maybe we should call this something different than Skeptical Hippo Podcast, because we really did just talk about physical stuff. That's for us to think about once we're done recording.
Yeah, that's for something else.
All right, so yeah, that's about
obviously that's about that. You're probably not going to waste your time just listening throughout the whole episode, but we'll have their timestamps. For example, when we talk about the future, we talk about the group, we talk about the MGTOW incels, we talk about whatever. We'll have the timestamps and cut it into clips. Right. Definitely have it there for you.
All right, so I think that's about it for this episode. Not much else to add.
Okay, that works for me.
Yeah, we're going to record again either tomorrow or the day after. We're going to go in depth about all the incel bullshit. Well, we already spoke about it. All right. Yeah. All right, that's about it.
All right, good.
I stopped it.